I said, in other words, higher water steam. He said, I used to go past a certain supermarket in America, and there was always a...
What?
Past a certain supermarket, it's a shopping area, to a certain supermarket in America, there was a woman sitting outside, collecting money. So every Friday used to go, she put money in the box. I said, 1 week he was there, he went to put some money in the box. And he sees a girl bringing a coffee with cake to this woman. She gets up, she's like, thank you very much, very happy. And then she says, he says to this girl, says, excuse me, do you use every week? Yeah. So, oh, thank you very much, thanks. She says, how can you do this? Well, why do you do this? I'll tell you the truth. This woman is collecting money out here. And I can imagine, doesn't have anything to eat. She won't be scared to go across the road to get a coffee, a drink, a cake, because she loses money. So I decided that's better if I give her the cake and bring it to her. She said, I thought about it. It's a nice thing, it's a nice idea, but I'm going to give money every week. But had I thought a bit more into it, I would have thought, well, she's doing much nicer. Sometimes we do things, very nice what we do. If you think a little bit more, the nicely can do something so much better. Yeah, that was a nice idea. Right, Moshi, we're going to start with today's assembly. Not Pesach yet,
Moshi. No, not yet.
Not yet, Pesach. Too early Pesach. Right. So, a quick summary, hopefully. It's quite complicated, this halacha, so I thought maybe we should do a summary. So, let's just talk about where to start from. What's the easiest one to start from? That's what I did. Let's see if we get it right, what you're going to say. Very quick summary of what we learnt. Yeah, so let's start right from the beginning. And that is that, generally speaking, as we said before in the past, foods that you eat before a meal are generally not included in the B'Samos. That means, for example, I have, what do I have before a meal? An apple. Right? Let's say before I have an apple, I have an apple before a meal. I'm waiting to have my bread meal. And while I'm waiting, I decide to have an apple. So I make a bread plate. So an apple, I have my apple, and then I'm going to wash the bread. That apple has passed to onion for me. It's got onion in that apple. And therefore, that apple requires, generally speaking, a brocha. You make a bread and a fosh before you start your meal. And we said, who I did, if in the middle of the meal you realize you've not made bread in the foshes, you have to make in the middle of the meal. Because you owe it, it's done in the middle of the. If you realize after benching, you have to make bread in the foshes. Because it's got not covered with the bread in the. It's got no connection to the meal whatsoever. And therefore, any food item you have before the meal, and the Kiddush was, as we said last time, even if you're eating a food which is to do with the meal itself. For example, someone's waiting, he's having a nice meal, and while he's waiting, he decides to have some kegel, or some schnitzel, I don't know why, he's got that in a meal, he's having all this in the meal, but then he's going to wash it, he's waiting for the visitors, they're not turned up, the visitors are very late, he's hungry.
What
is he doing? What? Oh, he's hungry, so he takes a plate, and he puts some pieces of something from the table, he puts some schnitzel on to play, he takes a bit of potatoes or kegel or whatever, he has it, he makes it, whatever broth it is, he makes it, has it, and they haven't turned up yet. Makes no difference. The mice has got no connection to the meal. It's not part of the past meal, even though he's going to be eating the bread meal, but this beforehand has nothing to do with the bread meal.
It really has, because he's going to eat less later because of it.
It's not to make an appetite, that's fine. It's not part of the bread meal. It's not part of it. It's not a topple to the pus. So you could not use the Birkas HaMazon for your bread to help you for this. You need to make a new brand of oshos. That's what you need to do.
And if you want to eat a piece of apple in the meal, you have to
make it. So there are a few exceptions required. There are a few exceptions over here. Yeah? And what did we say? So the few exceptions were, the first exception is any food or drink before the meal we're talking about now, which is meant to get the stomach working. Now, it's hard to know what food I was in, but what the post can speak about is herring, whiskey, and wine. Mm. The very interesting thing is, I don't know how this works scientifically, but it seems that these foods get the gastric juices working. So here's a huge battle against our wands. Because on one hand, you can say it's collecting the meal. Because the mice, it's helping the person to eat the meal. They've not eaten the meal yet. So here's a big battle against the Shulchan. What happens? Can this be included in the business of offer? For example, someone has some herring, let's say he wants to help his stomach. He's doing it for that purpose, talk about, yeah, I mean, that's what we're doing. He's doing it to get the stomach working. If he's having herring and he likes it, he's not doing it to make the stomach work. The pashmas doesn't help. This is container tarasachir, is when you do it for that purpose. So here, if he's doing it for that purpose, then there's a big question about whether Bixamos passes or not. It's very hard, there's no hachra really. I mean, the mice is a sophic broch of what to do, yeah? So what did I write over here? According to some poskim, it's considered part of the meal. And therefore, for example, according to this, if someone has a glass of wine before a meal, in order to, let's say, to help arouse the appetite, that's what he's doing it for. In that case, you've got a question now whether you're doing ala gefen or whether because the mushroom will pass it. Is it called part of the meal or not? That's the question. So, as such, you know, it's a big question what to do. The maestro, the pious, the apostle say, one shouldn't do this, actually. One should not do this. One shouldn't use these things to do. If you do, the eitzah will be to have less than a shear. So let's say, for example, one has a bit of wine, less than a shear of what needs a brocha achrona. You've got no pride in it. So you make bread drag off it, no key of brocha achrona, you're okay. But if you have a shear, which the meister needs a brocha achrona, then you've got yourself into a sopik. The meister, because of this halacha, you have to rely on because it wasn't. Yeah, because the sopik what to do, so you have to rely on the rishoni behold that it helps, a pass will help it. And therefore, you do not need to make.
So you're saying if it's not part of the meal, the chumos doesn't patter. So if you've had an ice cube at the end of the meal, don't know what you've washed or whatever, you bench, you make one of the fushes according to what you're saying.
No, why not? Before the meal. I'm coming to the middle of the meal in a minute. I'm talking about before the past meal. This is also an important point. Before you had the bread, you don't want to wait so long, so you want to have something to eat. That's the first case. And now the next case is that you want to start the stomach working. That's true. In the middle of a pas meal, if a person has something to make the juices work, then you don't make no broch on that, and because it works.
And if they're not, like a dessert, ice cream or a
so that's fruit. Then for an ice cream in the middle of a meal, that's not
you make it for bread,
you make chakra, but since it fills you up, the Birkas HaMazon will patch it. At the end of the day, it's filling you up. So Birkas HaMazon comes in and that fills you up.
It'll cover it.
But the Brocha Shea won't cover. So if someone has a grapefruit, that's what's an old example. I said, old pastors, they used to serve grapefruit first. That was the idea. Melon now hasn't got the same thing. It doesn't do the same thing. Grapefruit is acidic. It's a bit sharp. So that is apparently meant to get the stomach working. So grapefruit is no shyle. If someone has grapefruit at the beginning of the first course, there's no shyle, no big plates. Because that is meant to help. What?
No, it's.
Because that's meant to help. What we discussed, what Shua has asked was a big question. If someone has, for example, a melon, now a melon, as far as we know, does not get the stomach working. It's not the same substance.
Pineapple is like a grapefruit.
I would have thought so. But we're talking about before the meal. Okay, someone's had wine before the meal. And we're saying that he's doing it to make him stomach work, to be able to start eating better. That is a big question, when he make other gefen first or not? A big shout. That is a big question. I say it's a bit of a sophic to the meister. The Mishnah Berurah says one should try and avoid it, really. Again, if you didn't, someone had a glass of wine before a meal to make his stomach work, and he's had a shear, he should not make other gefen. Because you have to rely on showing the whole next part of the meal. You've always got a sophic, but then you've got a sophic to stuck. You have to work both ways. Yeah? That was what we said as well. Now, then we come to what you said. It's another important point. If, however, you're making a brocha before a meal, let's say you're making a brocha, burning creates on apple before a meal. Do you have to bench first, say burning the process first, before you, or not?
Before he washes, yes.
Before he washes,
there's one exception to that. That's what you mentioned before. That is, if that brocha, burning creates on an apple, is going to be used in the meal. Let's say I have another apple in the meal.
Oh.
So that broch of burning pillar 8, which will make an apple, is really connected to the middle of it, because you're going to use that broch in the middle of your red meal. If you wouldn't have made it beforehand, you'll have to make it a meal. That means a place of potato kegel, which you have before the meal, that hasn't got this spot. Because there, if you have potato kegel before the meal, that bone prayer dharma is not helping for your kegel in the middle of the meal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No. I can tell you your face is ugly.
No, I'm worried about you saying that you have to make bone flushes before eating the bread.
Why are you worried about that?
Why?
Because you've got no connection to the bread meal.
I don't know. You can make it in the middle of the meal or even after benching.
Oh, it's a good point you're saying, but in the Chatchem, the possibility should make it before. I just wonder why. You're asking why. Why can't you make it afterwards? He's asking the question, actually.
Yeah.
You have an apple before a meal.
Did you finish eating the apple?
Finished the apple. I said, what? You have to make bone of when you start a bread meal. He said, what? Have the whole meal, make it afterwards.
And make it after the bone of
question. Yeah, what? No question.
After the benching.
Yeah. I'm going to check that. Okay, you got me worried. I thought it was time to be
proud. Because you only got 72 minutes for that apple.
What?
I'll wait till after the meal. Depends how long the meal. My schleppy might miss the chance.
It's a good row, this row here. Very good row. You hear what he's saying?
Yeah. He doesn't know how much I eat or how little I eat.
No, but it's got to do with the apple, though. No, he's right. If you have a time before the meal and then you have a nice bread meal, I don't think it's going to help you if you eat apple.
You have the apple earlier.
Say, you have apple at 3 o'clock and you wash your bread meal at 3:30.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if your clock starts ticking again now, you owe a block of an apple. I don't think you should wait so long. Okay. But I'm not sure it's a good point. Could be that's right. Could be that's the answer. So, this is the answer to what you say. So, let me show you what I said over here. So, for example, someone has an apple before meal, play for eight. So, I said to you, he's going to bread and wash it before he has his bread meal. There's an exception to that, and that is if he's going to use that bone for eight. Or something in a meal. He's going to have an apple in a meal. This will not help with kegel. If someone has a bone prayer on a piece of kegel or makes a shaker, a piece of schnitzel before the meal, that's not going to help in the middle of the meal that you're going to have more kegel than schnitzel. Why not? Because you don't need a broth for that. In the middle of a bread meal, you don't need a broth for your kegel and your schnitzel. So that broth that you made before is useless for the meal.
Right.
So it's a big difference what you're eating. And what would we know?
Yeah. So they're hoping for the ice cream in the end.
Not by grades.
So
now I've said the next bit. That's another important thing. Let's say, can I switch it and use the brocha for a different item? That means, for example, before the meal, I have a piece of schnitzel. Two pieces of schnitzel. I'm very hungry now, two pieces of schnitzel. Do I have to make boiling foshes before I wash?
No.
Why no?
Because it can go into the meal. Because part of the meal. The schnitzel in the meal was part of the meal.
No, I don't need that brocha for the meal. That schnitzel, I don't need a shahako of that schnitzel for the meal.
You need a bone of fushes, correct?
A bone of fushes. That Chaim says, no, it's not true. Because let's have some ice cream in another meal. So that shahako I made of a schnitzel, if I had in mind it should cover any shahako in the meal, we're now for that as well. So that brocha, I'm linking it to the meal. I'm making it that it's tied into the meal. I have a brocha, I make a brocha shaker for schnitzel for a meal. And I have a brocha ice cream, use it for my ice cream.
Ah, then you got the hazon on it.
What?
Then you can bench on it.
Yeah. Right. Then it gets schlepped into the meal, and whatever's in the meal is now included. But it sounds very complicated, the mice is ready. Yes.
But you're still limited, and you have to have your ice cream in. Do you have to have your ice cream in 72 minutes?
So a broth b'sheni can last all day.
Sorry?
A broth b'sheni can last a very long time. The only question is, if you had a kazayis, let's say you had a big amount of food before, to make a broth achrona.
Yes.
Well, that you have to know. Yeah, that could be maybe more of an issue. I don't know, I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Issa, so that is lochas of linked with a broth. It's very simple. So either you could link it with a broth, that is glut, as far as I can. I'll tell you why I've got a problem with this, but the master, that is what's going to happen. There's another way of linking a meal, and that is, I said to you before, wine for work in the stomach is a machlokes. There's an exception to this, and that is kiddush makom suda. A person has kiddush before his meal. Now that wine is necessary for the bread meal. It's connected. It's a new link. Because you need to have your bread meal. You can't have a bread meal without a kiddush. So now that that bone drag offering gets slept into the meal, and now I will not be able to get my wine, but I'll have to, what do you call it, it'll make the bigger muscle part of it. This is not universal, but a nice and many possible take on like this, and therefore kiddush, when a person makes kiddush on, let's say Shabbos morning, more practical, that bone drag offering which he makes, one should not make alakef on it, because if you could have a meal straight after, it's also linked to the meal, and it patters you from a bracha achrayim. What gets a bit complicated is, let's say we've got a minig, that if they've been to kiddushin, let's say before the meal, the husband and wife, let's say, have been to the kiddush before the meal, so they've made already kiddush, and now they come home, many people have got a minig just to make kiddush again. Now that kiddush is not really necessary, really.
Why is it not necessary?
Because you made kiddush already, Moishi. You went to a kiddush beforehand, you had your whole half your meal there, Moishi. You had your cakes and your stuffs and your trolling, not whatever else you had there. So you really had your whole meal there. So this kiddush is not really necessary. That's the request. But nice, I possibly say it looks like it's okay, so it's being used for kiddush. What? Part of the meal?
Did you see how I get them and into all this kiddush afterwards? Before you came
last week's here. That was last week's year. That was an interesting point. We said pastures you don't need to, but it's better to. You don't need to because you didn't like to travel, we said. Someone knows you go from one place to another. It's never covered a mock in one place.
You never sell a different
place? Really not, but the only shadow we said is that it's very complicated because sometimes it's in between, you don't always go. So it's far safer to make a bracha in every place before you go. That's what we said last week. Okay, that's the halacha of kiddush. Now the only complication to all this. And we said also last time, kiddush, also by kiddush, that was a big kiddush which we found. And when a person makes kiddush on Shabbos morning, let's say he's happy for kiddush, I mean, it's a strange kiddush, he's happy. Let's say he has kiddush, he makes kiddush, he has cake, he has a piece of kegel. I can see, I like kegel, I always make sure kegel. He has kegel, he has cholent, I don't know what else he has there. So there could be that since kiddush is part of the Suda, even on your schnitzel and your everything you're having there could be included in the meal as well. That was a chiddush. That was a baby chiddush. That everything. Oh. And finally, the last halacha is havdalah. Now, for some reason, havdalah is much more of a shada. Because first of all, you don't have it to start. Let's say someone's making havdalah. So that's posh. Someone has havdalah, and he's not intended to make his have a meal then. The posh will be out of gefilte. It's no shada. The shada is it. Let's say someone makes havdalah and he intends to have another market straight after.
What time is that?
Late at night.
When you like
let's say after 10 o'clock,
he's going to wash.
He makes havdalah half past 10.
He's going to wash.
And you're going to wash and have
not linked to the Malka. This havdalah is not linked to Malka. It's two separate entities.
Quite right. Yeah. It's true.
You can't have Malka without making havdalah first.
Yeah, that's also true. You're also good.
It's not linked. But kiddush on Shabbos morning is linked to the meal. You can't have a meal.
That's the question.
You can't have a meal without making kiddush.
Yeah. Here I've got a big shadow, I say it's a very, very big shadow. And I think this is a main gear, I'll possibly speak out, and this is the gear on Motsu Kippur. Very, very gear on Motsu Kippur. Most people that make up dollar Motsu Kippur, and the first thing they do is have a meal straight after.
Why shouldn't you have a meal straight after?
Why shouldn't you? Well, sure, why should you? The question is, do you have to make up a gear first? Does the bracha of the Bikas HaMozu put that wine as well or not? It's a big, big question, Shulchan Aruch. In a really slight test, Mahabas brings different shits about this. It's very unclear. I can't understand this. The mice of what the apostle would say in this case, what's the best thing to do? The best thing to do, I think, I say, what they say you should do, I don't know why. I have a question, sir. So, best is, interesting what the apostle would say, the best thing to do is when you make both crap off in half dollar. You should have in mind not to patter any wine having a meal.
Remind us of it.
What?
Remind us before you kill.
Remind us again, the summer's one half dollar machine. I'm dollar and La Malga. Right. Yeah, I'm not saying it's very big here. It's an interesting thing. This
mind here.
That again, they say you should do is you should make very big offering on your dollar. Have in mind that if I have wine during the meal, I don't want to cover it.
Why didn't
that's how you can do that. So you limit your bone drug offer just for this cut. And then what you have to do is that when you have your meal, some more wine,
yeah,
you're making your bone drug offer. Now, I've had this discussion, I've already asked this question, I don't know why you can't use that later, we said, to link the bracha. Why can't I have in my own, I've already drunk off it, I'm out of dollar, to have some more wine in my meal and use that bracha for both? I don't know, I'm just telling you what the apostle was saying. The apostle was saying that the best thing to do is to have in mind when you put up another dollar, not to go any further. If you didn't, then you can't make a gefen. And if you have some more wine in your meal, then make some more small patches. Alright, guys.